Welcome back for episode 41 of Count Me In, IMA's podcast about all things affecting the accounting and finance world. Our featured guest for this episode is Ivo Sokolov, a data office division co-leader at one of the most profitable and best capitalized banks in Austria, where he specializes in data engineering, regulatory tech, and project governance. Ivo joined Mitch to talk about how data engineering fits into today's accounting and finance function, and to emphasize the importance of proper controls over any data project. So what exactly is data engineering? And why should accountants care? Let's jump into the conversation and have Ivo explain.
Data engineering is a discipline that consists of parts of data-centric knowledge, meaning database systems and architecture, data structures, extract, transform, load processes and tooling. On the one hand, programming skills, on the other hand, software architecture, and a bit of new generation technical infrastructure knowledge, for example, cloud infrastructure, containerization, DevOps, and all of that combined is sort of data engineering.
And how exactly does data engineering fit into accounting and finance?
The purpose of data engineering is to enable the organization to prepare data pipelines for whatever analytical usages may be required in the different business functions. And finance is one of those functions, providing the proper, the underlying data architecture that enables the finance function to quickly make sense of the data within the organization, to quickly build and maintain data pipelines for analysis and ETL processes and data science. Including more standard tasks like data cleaning and normalization, setting up batches, setting up, feeding the data into proper business intelligence tools, preparing dashboards, and the like.
So now, with all of this, how does data flow through an organization, and for the finance function particularly, impact something like forecasting or analyzing financials?
Using newer technologies and newer platforms, for example, Python and R are tools that are usually employed nowadays, one can do predictions and forecasts on financial figures, for example, income statement, balance sheet, cash flow statement, and that could be done within the finance function, within the business division, without requiring a specialized technical teams, given that, data engineering has prepared the data properly. The proper data pipelines ensures that finance has, depending on the news, the need of the company, access to near-time data or micro-batch data, meaning finance does not work with data from the previous month or from the previous quarter. Having these the underlying data flows properly in the organization enables the forecasting analysis for the financials to be much more timely.
So I know you mentioned a couple of the tools, but which tools and particular skills really would be most useful for finance professionals to kind of borrow from data engineering and assist with these analyses?
The tools are essentially around using modern scripting languages such as Python or R that also include a lot of libraries with functions that are useful within finance for forecasts, for analysis. So a popular tool would be, or popular set of tools would be like the Jupyter Hub environment, Jupyter notebooks. Finance professionals can simply log on to a browser from any thin client, and build their analysis in a way quite similar to what with Jupyter and Python or R, or Jupyter with and R, quite similar to the manner in which a pure software developer would use the same tools to write software for other purposes. Other skills that are useful to borrow from data engineering are having whatever code one writes to do their analysis or the scripts, their forecasts, their models, be put into version control. That way it can be shared and reused within the department. That way people were structuring or going about solving a finance task the way that in software development one would have libraries with certain functions, for example, getting the proper customer segments or getting certain filters that are used throughout. You know, one doesn't have to write the same code three times, but to reuse part of it. And this is definitely, we see more and more of that in business departments and in finance.
As these tools and skills are starting to become shared across an organization, essentially, how is the data that is the end result ultimately viewed differently across these functions? For example, finance versus IT, or even something like marketing?
Now, the problem with siloed data and every function having their own data warehouse or data mart to do their analysis, looking at pretty much, let's say, customer data in a finance looks at the customer and account data from a different perspective that marketing would, but let's say 50%, 60% of the underlying selection of the data would be the same. And now if you've moved into a proper data architecture, you'd expect certain basic filters or basic definitions to be shared, to be put into version control. And that is different than the case that was before. Using the BI tools would imply publishing some of these dashboards on a server so that they can be shared throughout the organization, so that they're not my static Excel file sitting on a drive in my division, but also could be shared with marketing, could be shared with IT if they have to add something or do something with it. So this goes into having a central aligned data architecture.
So with this data architecture and the version control that you referenced, I know data is pretty free flowing across organizations now. So whose responsibility is it then to make sure there's proper governance in place and governance projects that are set up with internal controls to monitor how this data is used and seen?
This really depends on the type of organization. For certain organizations such as banks, there's a regulatory mandate to do proper data governance and data aggregation capabilities across risk and finance. And data governance would imply that every individual owner of data within the organization is defined, and then they would know when that data structure changes and would continue to maintain it, such that overall, if you have a figure on your balance sheet and if you want to understand how that figure comes about, there's a very clear data lineage, and that you know how through which steps and which data transformation steps or data engineering steps took place in order for the figures to be as they are. Who is responsible for implementing that it would differ, but we definitely see a lot master data management or data governance initiatives. And sometimes, depending on the state of the legacy systems, of how new or how old the underlying data architecture is, the organization might need to rethink and initiate a strategic project in order to create the necessary data architecture for combining data from really tens or even hundreds of systems. Operational systems where that pieces of data, so source data, originally resides. And usually finance or risk departments, banks have to have the highest stake at making sure that the data governance controls are in place. That also implies, of course, data quality and automated data quality and data quality monitoring tools in place to make sure that nothing material in terms of data quality is ever negatively impacting the finance figures. So whose responsibility it is differs, but the necessity remains to put these data governance principles and tools in place in order to ensure that data on which the decisions in the company and finance are made is actually sound and traceable.
And what if that doesn't happen, regardless of the organization or who is responsible? What is the risk of not fully understanding governance and not having controls in place?
The problems with poor data governance is beginning from the obvious ones, that reconciliation or really digging down into figures in the financial statements would show major errors and gaps. going to not understanding risks, because one does not manage, one does not have the data to base their risk decisions, be it the investment decisions or operational risk decisions or credit risk, or depending on the type of organization, different various other type of risks, going to more pragmatic increased spending in IT and infrastructure because of maintaining multiple systems that don't reconcile either the metadata or their actual data. This risk of manual errors with manual processing steps. Also BCBS 239, for example, defines the necessity to have to maintain a list of manual calculation steps for the key financial data, because this is a risk in itself because of inability to run them or unavailability or errors and availability of sufficient quality, which results obviously in the risk of serious audit issues, of material misrepresentation of information, and highly increased IT spending. I think the summary of this is that by not having proper data governance and proper data quality controls, a company is not saving money. Essentially, this is not an item that you should omit, or do you think is too costly to do, because if you're not doing it, you will end up one way or another overspending on many other ends.
For the future of finance and accounting, what is your prediction, or how do you see data governance playing a larger role in the finance function of organizations?
Data governance is a central topic once replatforming of systems and new cloud data warehouses projects are initiated throughout many companies at this point. Also, what needs to be said is that it's data governance is also touches a bit on IT security and data privacy during the ongoing and future projects. This is going to be a central theme, especially if companies realize that we have a complicated landscape of old IT systems. And finance has their own data warehouse, and risk, and retail, and marketing, they all have their own data warehouses. And now we should have this one data warehouse or one platform where they communicate with each other. There are different types of methods to do this. But data governance is not, you know, is solved by tooling, but also by policies and by really organizational design. So I think it's worth considering data privacy, data governance, data quality, and overall IT security. And basically, the IT security aspect alone is something that companies that wouldn't normally go the extra mile on security could borrow from organizations like banks that have a very good grip on what data is visible to whom for which purposes. Thinking about these measures, about how they would apply for the individual organization would definitely pay off and would provide a more structured way to use the data available for any type of decisions.
This has been Count Me In, IMA's podcast, providing you with the latest perspectives of thought leaders from the accounting and finance profession. If you like what you heard and you'd like to be counted in for more relevant accounting and finance education, visit IMA's website at www.imanet.org.